Locally created,
nationally celebrated.
This is the world's car radio show. Now, here's our auto expert, Nick Miles.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Nick Miles with Automatic Andy, and Automatic Andy has been test driving cars far beyond his station. Andy, what have you been in this week?
Nick, this one I got to get right. I got to jump right into it. I can't even take time to take my shoes off. This car, let me start again. I'm so happy right now. The 2023 Lexus LC 500. We have the 500H, which stands for hybrid and cooler than you. We had that one. So this car is capable of bringing back any kind of lost libido. This car can get someone pregnant. Instead of spending $10,000 per pop for IVF treatment, just get this. This is seriously one of the most sexy cars I've ever driven in, Nick. And that's saying a lot, because when I get in the car, I could get in a potato bag and make it look good. You know what I mean? So I got into this and I was humbled. Nick, driving this car was like being the mayor. Everyone stopped and looked at me, long-necked me while I was taking a corner. Like every guys, girls, animals, birds, bees, everyone was looking at me. This is an absolute blast to drive. However, it is the epitome of a nice outer shell and no substance. It's the good-looking dumb kid in school, but oh, was it fun to drive. It's an interesting car because the little research that I did in it, it's a weird place to place it in like a certain segment, but it is going up against some heavy hitters, the Cadillac CT5V Blackwing, the Audi RS7, and the BMW M5. Those are the cars you want if it's speed, alpha power, raw, 0 to 60 in no time. Those are the cars you want. The LC, we're chilling. We're cruising. This is a to be seen at a brisk 35 miles per hour car while the stereo slaps everyone in the throat as it drives by, because it does have a fantastic stereo system. I'll tell you about it here. I repeat, if you want speed and huge neck-breaking horsepower, this isn't it for you. But if you want to pull up to the pool party with three good-looking people in the car with you, then this is it. This is what I'm talking about. This is way more my personal style, but there are some issues. Number one, she's thick with like three C's. The outside is stunning. It has it has go-kart bearing hips with the side vents and body kit, huge 21-inch wheels that fit the car perfectly. The wheels on it look amazing. It's stunning. The carbon fiber roof and the carbon fiber wing combo is tough. I really like it. This is untouched from last year, however. We do get a new color, Cloudburst Gray. We had Rich Money Green with Orange Cream Soda interior. That's not officially what it's called, but Lexus, if you want some ideas, I got you. This might be the one time, though, Nick, that I do not want a hybrid. Let me explain. So, the non-hybrid weighs less and gets down the road a little bit better. The big power block of the standard LC 500. It's Lexus's high performance 5-liter V8, which slaps you with 470 horsepower, 390 pound feet of torque, paired only with a quick shifting yet smooth 10 speed automatic transmission. It produces glorious internal combustion, heavy metal screamo that is a pleasure to the ears as the rest of the LC is to the eyes. The other powertrain offered is the one that we had. The LC 500H's 350 horsepower gas electric drivetrain, which combines a 3.5 liter V6, a pair of electric motors, a 1.1 gigawatt lithium ion battery, and a unique continuously variable automatic transmission that somewhat mimics the action of a 10 speed automatic. So that's a little weird, right? Like this one's heavier. The hybrid's way heavier. It's thick. There are quite a few options available. This is what I personally recommend after all my research and driving and going through gas. The performance package notably enhances the quickness of the LC's helm via the variable steering and adaptive rear wheel steering systems, improving the car's general responsiveness. So I would definitely get that. I would definitely get the touring package, which includes semi-aniline leather upholstery, a faux suede headliner, and a 13-speaker Mark Levinson stereo system, parking sensors, a wheeled windshield wiper de-icing feature, which is nice because if you're in this car, you shouldn't be doing that yourself, and a heated steering wheel. Lexus also offers the chance to individualize your LC with the bespoke build option, only available on the LC coupes. It enables you to mix and match a host of special features in 9 of the car's areas, ranging from paint to roof material. I don't know why. I mean, I guess you could get glass. That'd be cool. But the one we got has carbon fiber. It goes different wheel size, different design, seat material, and more. That way you can build yourself your custom personalized one-off LC. After that, the hardest decision is getting the coupe or the drop top. That would have been kind of cool getting the drop top. That would have been sweet. Nick, the concerts are next level. I saw one of my best friends, Jesse, during the week. And before he came a Foundry kingpin, he worked in car audio. He was impressed with the audio quality of the Mark Levinson 13-speaker package. He was desperately trying to look for the subwoofers. Spoiler, we couldn't find them. And was vocal about the quality of the system. I agree. When you had it on max, it's shaking all of the windows in the car. And that's exactly what I want when I'm singing Whitney Houston, Every Woman. I need things to rattle and shake. But here are the bad parts. The LC500 tips the scales at a weight that's more like that of a 3-row SUV than a sports car. So it's kind of big, but I get it. It's hundreds of pounds heavier than its main competition, which means its EPA estimates are not that impressive. I told you this one was thick with 3 C's. The hybrid, the hybrid unofficial target, if you have a hybrid, it's roughly 35 miles-ish per gallon. This gets about 30, but the non-hybrid did better in its own little category at 29 miles per gallon. But if you're in the city, I would probably still get the hybrid. No wireless Android Auto. This was a huge one for me, and this by itself usually means that I'm not going to pick the car. But this car is also so cool that I'm willing to look past that little detail. The other bad part was the brakes. To me, lack that snappy chomp, and the most annoying thing, the irritating infotainment touch controls. I am trying to look cool, Lexus, not use the computer mouse to find my way. That thing was ultra annoying. And the lack of touchscreen is really bad. Jesse kept laughing at me because I'd go up to touch the screen and nothing would happen. And then I'd remember I have to use a mouse. It's not really a mouse, but it's like this little 4x4 or 2x2 pad that's in the middle of the console that you have to move around like a mouse. That's hard to do when you're trying to look cool. So, do I give this the stamp? Ultimately, yes. This is a fantastic car. You just need to have your expectations in a row before you get this, because it looks like it goes 0 to 60 in just 1 second, but it doesn't. I mean, I'm downplaying the power a little bit. It does get down the road really quick. It has that special Lexus touch where you can go to eco mode, to sport plus mode, and just a quick little nubbling. And that's nice. It does get the road quick. But this isn't one of those powerful sports cars that it looks like. So as long as you have that expectation in check, yes, you need to know that this is to be seen in and not to race. I'm ready for the camera, baby. All
right. So, how does it rate?
I'm getting the stamp.
You're getting the stamp?
Yeah, I would overnight this. I'd want it.
Yeah?
Yeah, now I'd pay for the overnight.
You do look sexy in it.
It's hard. I know. I love it.
I mean, I will tell you, the wind in your hair, it's amazing.
Seeing a big dude in that little car is pretty comical, too.
Our Auto Expert will be right back.
Listen to previous episodes of the show at OurAutoExpert.com.